said hello. Everybody ready?
It's time to connect the dots.
Yeah, this is Connect the Dots. Hey, this is your host, Tom Edson. Yeah. And man, do I have a thing or two to say to you. Hey, hello, everybody. It's, if you're in the Central Time Zone, it's midnight, the midnight hour. If you're on the East Coast, hey, it's a little after 1 a.m. Sunday morning, you know. Hey, there's, I don't know, somebody said there was a full moon out there somewhere. And of course, there's always a full moon out there somewhere. But I don't know, quite a few things happened in the last week. I know it means nothing to most people in the world, but in New York City, they were flooded out. You know, incompetence, clogged drains, and all kinds of stupid nonsense like that. Waterfalls pouring down the steps into the subway stations. You know, and it wasn't that much rain, but like I said, you know, bad management on the part of the city. That's big cities for you. Bad management, totally. Hey, you know, New York used to be the greatest city in the world. We'd like to think it is, but that politicians ruined it. Hey, am I anti-politician? You bet I am. Hey, that's why I'm running for president as a write-in candidate. And I've got the best game plan the world has ever heard of. I'm asking all the Democrats and all the Republicans to vote for me. Just write my name in, you know, it's that simple, you know. And then we can have some unity. Then everybody will win in the election. And you all can celebrate because most of the voters are Democrats and Republicans in America. And then if we're both voting for the same person, me, we'll all be having a victory celebration. We don't have to worry about cheating at the polls because there'll be a landslide victory no matter how many times they cheat. Who would want to cheat? Because you've made up your mind, the American people, you have made up your mind. You want to unify, come together, stop the bickering with the phony politicians. They're the ones to keep the us versus them going. Yeah, it's the damn politicians, you know. People would like to get along with each other. Well, this 2024 election is the opportunity of a lifetime. You know, first time in over 100 years or what, maybe even longer, that the Democrats and Republican voters have a chance to unify and show the politicians that it's possible. We're tired of this logjam in Congress, Democrats versus Republicans. It's the same crap all over the world, you know? And we need to lead the world. We're America. You know, the world looks up to us. So much for that. Hey, when it comes to voting, just write in my name, Tom Edison. Easy name to spell, easy name to remember, but just pass that word around. If you're a Democrat or you're a Republican, we're both going to win this upcoming election by writing in my name. And because I'm impartial to either party, you know, I will be able to unify the Congress. And the simple power of suggestion is really that easy. All these people have been telling you the President of the United States is such a hard job. They're liars. They're fools. They're idiots. They're know-nothings. President of the United States is the easiest job in the world because you practically have everyone at your fingertips. You know, when you're the president, if you know what to say and do, the right things to say and do, you can unify the world. First, you unify the country here, and then you can unify the world. Solve all the problems. They're all that easy. Do you realize that every problem in the world, the solution is already known? How come nobody else in Washington knows that? Huh? Nobody. And now the presidential candidates know that, including Trump. He doesn't know that. President of the United States, easiest job in the world. You know, he did a few things, but, you know, all you Trump lovers, but, you know, I quite about all the problems he didn't solve. Well, you're listening to somebody who could easily solve them because I know that the answers to all the problems are out there already. It's just the willpower of the politicians to put their differences aside and solve the problems, make the right decisions, and appropriate the money accordingly. No more war money for the Ukraine or any other freaking country around the world. You know, these people that are supporting a war are evil. And, you know, the most recent news on the Ukraine war, I'm just going to talk about this for a minute here. The jerk Zelensky, the Z-man, he has ordered his, first of all, he canceled all the elections. Why are we supporting a country that canceled all elections? Why are we giving billions of dollars to them? And he also, so he's going to be president for life because there's going to be no more elections. And he also ordered everybody in his cabinet, whatever, the big shots that rule with him, that no one is to make peace with Russia. Well, if that's the order, then how can anybody have any peace? The war goes on forever, indefinitely. And we're giving money to a crackpot like that, you know? Well, so much for that. And just in case anybody didn't watch, I didn't watch it. I found about it on news clips popping up later with the, you know, the Republican debate. It was like a food fight, you know. Everybody's screaming at each other. Everybody's talking over each other. Nobody wants to say anything bad about Trump because they're worried about being politically correct and losing those Republican voters who like Trump. And, I just watched the clips. It was stupidity beyond belief. You know, one step short of a food fight. And at the beginning, I think some chick gets on and starts talking about the Spanish vote. She starts talking in Spanish. And one of the candidates, vying for a Republican Party nomination, one of the, 7, 8, 9 losers up there, actually said, why are you talking in Spanish? The language here in America is English. And it was dead silence. Nobody had anything to say about it. And it didn't even make the news. I had to pick that up off Twitter. Because they didn't want to admit that the guy was right. You know, we're talking about a presidential election here. Why are you talking in Spanish? We have one language in America. I know the Spanish are going to take over and make their language number one, but the official language in America is English. And we're talking about presidential debate. No, we don't. Spanish has no place there. You know, and if you're an American, you need to, whether you're of Spanish descent or not, I know you all love to talk Spanish around us all the time, everywhere, anytime, any place you can, but we don't like that, you know? And those of us that grew up in America, we know one language, English. And we don't want to have to waste our time learning other languages because that's our language, English here. Is that straight? Yeah. You want to talk at home in any weird language around the world, you go do that, you know? You want a country that's Spanish is number, or go to South America. Don't stay here in America. You know, I just wanted to clarify that. Let's cut out the nonsense here. I feel sorry for the people in England, man. They're being taken over by every bum that walked off the street, you know, a few real refugees and a lot of freeloaders. And they're taking over the neighborhoods. They parade through the neighborhoods with their, Islamic microphones and, you know, basically harassing the local people, not even trying to get along with them, you know, just coming in to take over. It's a horrible picture of somebody in Ireland. African migrants who somehow managed to get into Ireland where they don't even really belong because they're not have no interest in Irish culture or anything. They were videotaped, somebody with a cell phone, TikTok or whatever, roasting a dog out in the open. A dead dog slid open and being roasted right out there over a pit of fire, out there in the open. This is how crazy it's gotten, and this is what happens. And you can't allow people to come in your country and bring it down to a tribal level of the jungle or something like that, or a third world shithole stuff. Can't do that, you know? It's not right. It's not fair to the people there. Well, I just had to say that because, you know, what's fair is fair and right is right, and people need to show themselves, can show each other consideration, and that includes refugees that come in a country. They need to show respect and consideration for the country they're coming into. And if they don't, man, they need to get tossed out immediately, because the future is getting along with people. You know, we're supposed to be putting our good side out there, and, you know, if you're on top of what's happening behind the scenes and where the planet Earth is going, you know, all the amazing things that are happening, the frequencies are rising, and all the evil, negative extraterrestrial creatures have been finally removed from our planet. We just have these crazy New World Order fanatics that are still trying to kill us with the vaccines. And which reminds me, here's a public warning. Hey, this is an educational show. The public warning is that on October 4th, the U.S. government is doing an emergency signal tryout, the new emergency signal. In the words out, they're going to use a frequency that will activate dormant viruses, deadly viruses that were slipped into the vaccines during the COVID scam damage. You know, a lot of people got the vaccine and nothing happened to them, you know. And of course, that was used by the people trying to advocate the vaccine. Look, not everybody died, even though perhaps 50% of the people got direly sick or died. What about the other 50? Nothing happened to them, yeah, but they're walking around with vaccines with loaded time bombs in them. And when they turn this frequency on Wednesday at 2:22, supposedly, or 2:20 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, that's New York City time, that's Florida time, the frequency is going to release these packaged viruses that are floating around in the bloodstream of the people who got the viruses. And all of a sudden, they're going to be bombarded with SARS-2, AIDS, Ebola. All those nasty things are going to start floating around in their system, which is quickly going to give them cancer, perhaps internal bleeding, and all kinds of bad things are going to happen this Wednesday. If they allow that signal to be broadcast to go into their body, and sound waves do go into your body and through your body. And it's going to be, so you better unplug your TV. I mean, this is a real warning here. And you better check, you know, correlate your time zone. You know, it's 2:22 Eastern Daylight Time. That means it's going to be 1:22 Central Time. You know, that means it'll be 11:20 a.m. on the Pacific Coast. You know, 20 minutes after noon at the Rocky Mountain time. You better pay heed to this. You better unplug your TVs. Don't just turn them off because the new TVs can be remotely turned on. Yeah, how convenient. That's the electronics of today. The government can turn on your TV for an emergency broadcast, even if you have it turned off. So you better pull the plug out on the TV, too. And you better turn off your cell phone. And if you have a newer cell phone, they can turn it back on for you. So you might have to take out the battery. Or better yet, just and turn off your Wi-Fi, because the signal will come through that also, too. You know, either disconnect your router. Or better yet, just go outside, away from all the phones and away from other people with phones, too. You know, you're walking down the street, everybody else has their phone on, and all of a sudden, the emergency broadcast signal comes on. It's going beep, and then all that bad shit in your body is getting released. And you thought you were scot-free clear. No, you're not. This is like part two of the scandemic to kill you. take this seriously. When rumors come out like this is what they're planning to do, and they probably should put the rumor out themselves because they want to gloat on that. Hey, we told you what was going to happen. We told you we were in danger. Oh, if you didn't listen, you killed yourself. We didn't do it. We had no idea that frequency was going to do that. Of course, they damn well did. This is part of the whole plan from the beginning. So Wednesday, you know, either turn all your stuff off, leave it home, go out for driving your car. Don't turn on the car radio. And hopefully, if you have a real new car, they might be able to turn that on, too. So maybe you better just take a walk in the park alone, away from other people, for when the signal comes out. You know, or take a walk in the woods away from people that might have their cell phone on or something. And don't come back into society or amongst these appliances for, I don't know, 20 minutes, half an hour to play it safe. But you better take this seriously if you've been vaccinated. You know, this is called survival of your life. Because if you allow that broadcast signal to go through your body, you've been just given the death sentence in a very short period of time. And with all that trash unleashed right into your system all at once, doctors ain't going to be able to help you. In fact, you shouldn't even be able to trust the doctors anymore with any of this COVID virus shit. And I'll say for the 1 millionth time, well, not that many times, but maybe the 100th time, and I'll challenge anybody on earth, you know, vaccines are illogical for many reasons. Anybody who would even imagine that this was a sensible path to take doesn't understand the human body and how the healthcare of the human body is based upon. Not just the physical element, but the four other overlays that are invisible. And if you're not considering that, and anybody who went to med school surely hell isn't, because they don't teach that. They only teach pharmaceutical medicine, which just deals with the physical part of you. That's why they're illogical. You know, and it's illogical to put poisons in people's bodies. I mean, that's what all vaccines are. They're a little bit of the poison that they say they want to protect you from. They want to get your body ready, unless your body knows how to respond to poisons. And that's what the response is. And all the time they're mishandling the data. Sure, you put poison in any person's body, you're going to get a response. And then when they say it's a good response, that means you put a lot of poison in the person's body. And the body's trying to get rid of the poisons you've just injected to it. The body doesn't need a test run on that. Human bodies have been in existence for a long, long time, long before there were quack doctors and pharmaceutical medicine. So that's it. Wednesday, beware. Heed the warning, pass the word. You people who took the vaccine and are still alive and don't have symptoms, you're still in jeopardy. And the whole picture can change for you in a couple of minutes with that emergency broadcast signal. Well, so much for that with a public warning. And you listeners, pass the information along. Don't hold it to yourself. The life you've saved may be a friend. Maybe your own. Just had to have a drink of water. Nothing like water, the universal solvent. You know, human bodies, you should know this, 70% water. Water is needed to take everything in and out of your cells. Your brain is close to 90% water. And that's why these things, this 5G are so dangerous. The frequencies are vibrating so fast. It's shaking all your water molecules up in your body to the point of, you know, creating heat, which means there's damage going on, too much vibration, too much friction. So it's logical to have broadcast signals that vibrate your water molecules.
We have Eva on line one. Caller, Eva.
Hey, I hear there's a caller in there. Whom am I speaking to, caller?
This is Bella. Balamore.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey. What do you got to say? What's on your mind?
I have been listening to you, and you're right. We need to get that message out. And even if we don't believe it, why would anybody take the risk regarding that emergency broadcast system? I agree.
Yeah, let me just interrupt you for 1 second, and I'm going to just say it one more time, slowly.
Okay.
Wednesday at 2:22 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the emergency broadcast signal will be turned on, and it will be dangerous. To all of you who have taken the vaccine. Okay, now what's on your mind, Eva?
I have been looking at your book. Yes, yeah, Eva, actually. It's Eva. I have two names. One is Eva.
Yeah, I know. It's so easy. Mm-hmm. Like if you look on a piece of paper, EVA could be Eva or Eva, but your pronunciation is Eva. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes, it is like forever. Forever.
Yeah. Ever, forever.
And whatever and whenever. Yeah, I've got them all. There's a whoever and why ever. So it is Eva. That is both grandmothers were named Eva. So it was destined to be Eva and not Eva, I guess, you know.
If you say so, hey, you know.
Yeah.
I believe everybody, unless I find out differently.
Well, you can
feel
it.
I try to give everyone the benefit of the doubt all the time.
Thank you.
Except sometimes people come out with crazy, I call them fish stories or fish tales. And
I'm crazy sometimes.
What, are you kidding me?
Right.
But what's on your mind, Eva?
Well, a mark of the false gods. Chapter 5 in Connect the Dots Theory. That is a book that I have been reading. I think a fellow by the name of, Tom Edison wrote this. And I was looking at Mark.
Bought a copy of my book, Connect the Dots Theory?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes, I did. You're welcome. It's a nice big one. I can read it well. I purchased the online one, the e-book or whatever, and that, I cannot see it. And I'm telling, I need, like, binoculars or something to see it.
Yeah, well, but I was looking at, I mean, e-books can be smaller.
The
full-size book that's sold in the bookstore or you can pick it up, from Amazon or something like that is 8.5 by 11 inches, which is a full page.
It's even bigger than that, I think. I think it's a little bit bigger than that. It's perfect. It's nice. I could not find it at the bookstore. I could not find it.
You have to order it
directly
at the bookstore, you know.
I'll have to go
in. That's the way it is. I don't rule the bookstore world. And they made a decision. They didn't want to stock it in the bookstores. So, you know, it's partly because, hey, I may have a radio station, but in book world, I'm a nobody, you know? I don't have my name out there in the limelight. So they figure, well, people will have to come in and order it. And that they make the decisions. I have nothing to say about that, you know?
Nobody's really a nobody. Wait a minute. That didn't make sense.
I know. I don't really believe that, but in regards to having your book placed in the window, I even went to the big Barnes & Noble in Union Square in Manhattan and talked to the people there. And I said, you know, this is when the book first came out a couple of years ago. And I said, I'd like to you to place the book in the window and, you know, and give me an event for people, to autograph the book, you know. And they refused to do that. They said, no, we can't put your book in the window.
Isn't that nice?
That's it.
Well, that's because it is a corporate entity that they're nobody. I have something I've got to read to you real quick. This is old. I'll make this snappy. It is called Whose Job Is It? This is a story about four people named Everybody, Somebody, Anybody, and Nobody. There was an important job to be done, and everybody was sure somebody would do it. Anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Somebody got angry about that because it was everybody's job. Everybody thought anybody could do it, but nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it. It ended that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what anybody could have done. They could have done that, but, you know, that's pretty cool, clever, isn't it?
I don't know what you call it.
I'm not sure what I call it either. It's a story.
Yeah, a cute little story that I picked up along the road in life. And then somebody was passing out jokes one day and then passed that out. I held on to my copy. I thought it was quite amusing.
That very same one? That one I was just reading?
What about it?
What, is that what you were saying, that you picked up one, that you ran into that before, or one like it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Once upon a time, when people used to circulate jokes on papers, that was floating around, and I thought that was pretty clever. And
I saved that from way back.
A copy for myself, you know?
Cool, and you saved one as well. Yeah, I've had that thing for like probably 35 years. And it's
since were passing jokes around. Now with once everybody in the world had a cell phone, people stopped passing jokes around on paper.
They quit connecting.
One of the pitfalls of the cell phone world. Less first hand communication. Everything's coming through the cell phone. You know.
Okay, about but your book.
That's what do they call that? Progress, or is it?
I don't know.
Control progress.
I think that it is old. You don't want to know what I think. It's crazy. I'll just say it anyway. I think it's old technology that they've been, distributing out as they, see their agenda improving. No, it could be. I don't know. It is designed to disconnect us for sure.
Well,
how do I sound today?
Now that you mentioned that, I have met a lot of interesting people in my life, and one of the most interesting people I got to talk to was the guy who worked on the Montauk Project. If you're not familiar, that was an extension of a follow-up to the Philadelphia Experiment, where the boat disappeared in Philadelphia Harbor back in 1943. Mm-hmm. And nobody really knew how to bring it back. They had to take train people for 20, 30 years. Two people had to focus on the situation and mentally contact these people that were lost in space, lost in time, rather, and to see if there were any survivors from that event. And they picked up the life forms of two people back in exactly 40 years later in the Montauk Project. And they were brought back out of time from Philadelphia to Montauk, and they reappeared in physical form, not one day older, not even one second older, from when they jumped ship in Philadelphia Harbor right before the boat disappeared.
Wow.
They didn't bring back the boat, but they brought back the two people.
Okay.
And that's how this guy became. He was taken out of school when he was like 10 years old. Government came and said, hey, according to the IQ test, this is your son, Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so. We want to take him and train him for a special project because we believe he has the talents you know, to do this. And they approached him, the two government guys that showed up. They said, hey, kid, how'd you like to meet aliens? And how'd you like to see spacecraft? And he eventually did, working on the project out there in the underground chamber on Montauk, Long Island. And him and another guy, they went into action in 1983, and they focused their minds, and they brought these guys like out of the thin air, and they popped up. And once they talked, they talked to the two guys that came out of Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not a second older, maybe only a couple seconds older than when they jumped ship in 1943. They were still the same age, young men. And they found out what happened back in 1943.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
So anyhow, this guy was giving a lecture. He had finally quit after this was done. He still worked there, and he saw all the other things going on. And he decided to quit, and he went out there on a lecture tour to tell people. This was back in, I think, 1995. He was out there on a lecture tour telling people about what the hell, you know, is being done behind the scenes by the government. And, right around 1995, a lot of new electronic products were coming into play. And he says, you're going to see more of this because once we brought these two guys back out of from 1943, and we brought them back into our world here in 1983, we realized that we had the mechanism for a working time machine. And then they started using that knowledge, and they started going into the future and gaining technologies, like all the technologies that we have now, the super ones, not geniuses of today had put them together. Maybe a few of them, but most of them come from the future. They went into the future with their working time machine, secret government, secret military, and they've been bringing back technology, and it gets sold to the highest bidder. And this is how we've gotten super escalated technology race going on. They went to the future and took the knowledge there and brought it back to
our time
from the 90s till now. You know,
Jesus.
I don't know if they're still doing it. Probably not, but
they did it as much as they could,
and that's how we ended up with all this sophisticated technology.
And why it's
and
happening at an exponential rate.
The guy saw it firsthand, and he went, you know, decided to quit this group and go out and tell publicly, you know, give lectures about what's been going on behind the scenes, you know. And by the way, the guy gave about a 45-minute lecture, maybe an hour, and he actually gave the best explanation I ever heard about time, you know, a proper perspective of time. It's really not linear like we go through our day-to-day routine where the clock spins around, you know, you wake up and do the 9 to 5, come home, you know, get your sleep, go up and start over and do it again. You know,
it's all happening.
You know, that's the cycle we're in that we've been walked into by the world controllers. And but that's not really having an understanding in time. Actually, every moment, every second is always happening simultaneously.
Yes. I feel it. I feel that. Yeah. Go ahead.
And so his great explanation of time was he drew a circle on a blackboard up on stage, and he put the center point. He says, this is you, and he drew lines out to the outside, and he says, every one of those points on the circle, on the outside of my circle that represents a sphere, every one of those points is a point in time. And so time is essentially all the points on the outer shell of the sphere. And that's the best explanation I ever heard of time. And then that can clearly explain why you can jump from one point to another point once you gain the knowledge of how to do it. And then you can go forward and go back.
And it's all happening at once, essentially.
Yeah, he talked about that, you know, and very informative. He talked about all the other creepy things they're doing down in Montauk and And but this was back in 1995. It hadn't gotten creepier since then. But that part of it there, the time, and then shortly after that, maybe a year or two later, or right around the same time, this thing surfaced. This first came out in this Nexus magazine. Another guy who quit a project was called the Ancient Arrow Site in New Mexico, where the guy was hired by the government to decipher 23 caverns cut out of solid rock, and each one had a giant mural in it with what looked like hieroglyphics and pictographs and weird symbols. And he was hired to decipher what this is and decode it so they could make it, get an understanding of what was going on. How did this get here, and what was that? And he finally deciphered a disc that was found in one of the chambers, and his findings were revealed. There was this group called the Wingmakers, who had come from the future to leave us important information for humanity. And of course, the government never let us see that.
Yeah.
He had to quit the project because he was telling his superiors that when he was in the chambers, he felt he was being contacted by the pictographs on the wall, you know?
Wow. Uh-huh.
And they were trying to communicate with him, and they started looking at him kind of funny, and this secret facility out there in the Mexico area. One of those underground bases out there. They had this thing called the chair, where they set you down and you put the plate on your head, and they actually empty out your head, you know? Anything, so you can't remember anything. And he didn't want to forget all these things he encountered and found, and the communications he might have had with the Windmakers. So he quit the project and disappeared. And then told his story and some of the pictures he took with him, and they're probably still posted on the internet, Ancient Arrow site, and the pictures are awesome. And what else? What he was working on during his revealed in his Nexus article, he under a fictitious name, because he knew he had to stay low because they're probably still looking to kill him or something.
They've already got them.
When people spill the beans on what's going on, they were working on this thing called blank slate technology.
As in our brain?
Technology has to do with remote viewing and traveling from one time to another.
I've been working on that.
All right, but let me finish up with the description here. So the blank slate technology is having down the science of how to time travel to another time and physically move things and change things in that other time, so other things won't happen. So like you didn't want, let's say, Abe Lincoln to be born, and free the slaves or something like that, you would go back to maybe the early 1800s and with this technology and find Abe Lincoln's mother and kill her so Abe Lincoln never gets born. And this is what they were working on. They wanted to be able to do this with anything they didn't like, and all of a sudden it would disappear. It wouldn't exist anymore if you could go back that far before something happened and eliminate the key people that allowed somebody to be born or something like that.
Yeah.
And at the time, they hadn't figured out how to do that.
They probably haven't
figured out how to do that, because otherwise people would be disappearing all over. You go back, kill his mother, right, so he can't be born, or something like that, and people would be disappearing all of a sudden, all over the place. Who the hell knows? And then they fill in that person that just disappeared with a clone with a negative alien body inside of it. This is the crap that goes on behind the scenes. So. Yeah.
Well, so also, we would be feeling weird.
Technology is the combination of remote viewing You have to be able to remote view, go in as you're remote viewing as you're scrolling across the time slots. And then when you find the one you want to be able to go in there and physically change something.
Yeah.
Diabolical, isn't it? But science fiction. Yeah. They've done science fiction movies on that.
Well, they're probably already doing it. That's why there's times that I don't feel like the real me, because things have been altered and we just don't know. You know, when you're thinking, wait a minute, things used to be different. What's wrong here? I don't know what to say. I'm thinking they're probably doing it. They've probably been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, you know? I wouldn't be surprised either. The main site I followed for the Friendly Galactic Group that recently removed all that. They've claimed they've removed all the physical form negative ETs from our world.
Yes,
underground, on the surface, in the etheric and astral planes, and they're all gone. You know? I mean, we still have the diehards that are already in cloned human bodies, but that same group estimates that 90% of the politicians in the world are all negative creatures from other worlds in cloned human bodies. And they've been able to clone human bodies, I don't know, it was 30, 40 years already they've been doing that.
Yeah. And I thought, didn't the Draconians or somebody bring that technology with them? Is what I've read, that they brought it here, that they've had it forever. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The ET races that are coming from the faster vibrating dimensions, you know, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, up to 11th, they have those technologies. They know it. In fact, that's how they got their, some of them just invaded our world in the past. And then starting with the around 1920, 1930, they started showing up at governments in our world here and making deals, you know, we'll give you this technology if you give us access to your genetic codes, you know, and that means we can abduct people you know, experiment on them, take out their DNA, because these negative ETs, they're all into that. They want to create hybrids. They want to create half humans, half apes. They want to create half humans, half lizard people. And it just goes on and on, you know, an infinite amount of creations. You know, when you understand that this is possible with those who really have the knowledge of genetically manipulating creatures to give birth to freaks, that all those mythological creatures that, you know, fake historians have labeled as myths were actually creatures that were created on our world for a short time. And, of course, they all died out because those kind of creatures can't reproduce. You know, you can make any kind of creature, creature you want, and they make plenty of them. We got the, the horse with the man's head on it, you know? Whatever that's called. You know, Pegasus, the flying horse. All these creatures were manufactured and let loose on our world in ancient times. The giants and stuff like that. They were all, hybrid creations of the Anunnaki and other groups that, and a lot of times it's the little skinny gray things. The grays are the ones that are doing all the manipulation. But they all can do it. If they're high enough up on the dimensions, you know, they can go up to 10 or 11. You know, from the breakaway systems that broke away from the whole universe, but they could never go higher than the 11th dimension. But that's certainly high enough to have all this knowledge to do all these crazy, stupid things, you know?
Absolutely.
And they put this in science fiction movies many times. I think in that movie, you must have seen it, Mars Attacks.
Yes. The
Martians take two of the people up on the ship, and they they put the woman's head on the dog's body, and they put the dog's head on the man's body, and they
no, I haven't
so funny,
seen that.
You know?
Whoa. Okay, wait, that's a movie.
Yeah, the movie, Mars Attacks.
Yeah, where
the Martians come down, and they got these weird-looking bodies with the... They got a helmet on, you know?
Oh, my God. I got to look that up.
Oh, yeah. It's a real classic movie.
Did you say Marcia or
Jack
Martian?
Nicholson and a few other important people are in there. I think Jack Nicholson plays the president. And these nasty little Martian creatures come to Earth, and they just start, you know, they're just evil and abusive, and they want to take us over. And watch the movie.
And then, okay,
they have
I'm
that
looking
scene
for it.
Where they abducted two of them up on the spacecraft, and they switched the
their body.
They did. They put the woman's head on a dog's body.
It's called Martian.
And they bring a mirror up to her and show her, like, look what we did.
And she screamed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, wouldn't you be horrified? All of a sudden you found your head on a dog's body?
It's called Mars Attacks. Mars Attacks.
So anyhow, that's it.
I've got it. I've got it.
That pretty well sums it up with the remote viewing, the time, a realistic view of time. And as I say, I mention it every week because people need to educate themselves about this stuff, about what's going on. You know, the place is 2012portal.blogspot.com. Just Google it. It'll come up.
Yes.
You know, you don't have to belong to anything to do it. You just have to have a computer.
Yeah.
And then you go to the site, and they give you the most recent intel, and then it goes... You can backtrack for anything else you wanted to know. I mean, I've been following this thing for 5 years. It really looked pretty bad 5 years ago. And now they've gotten to the point where, you know, we're not far off. They just have a little few minor things. They removed all the, landmines that were placed in people's bodies all over the planet, and they removed the electric fence, but there's still another electric fence up there punching holes in it, so the real light from the universe can get in, because we've been on a quarantine planet for the last 26,000 years. The last, that's a Platonic year, 26,000 years, basically. Is the time it takes the Earth to come back to the same position in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Or the sun, you know, it's the path of the sun, and of course we follow the path of the sun because we're revolving around the sun, but it's the path of the sun 26,000 years to get back to the same, in a circle or elliptical orbit, to get back to the same place, it takes 26,000 years. And that's when the electronic net was first put up. And then they further, kept isolating us. And we were a prison planet. We didn't even know it. And liberation started about 2012. It's been slowly moving along, and now we're at the final stages of it. And people should look into this to find out what's coming. It's not... Within 2 years, the event is going to happen. It's going to be that gigantic whoosh of energy, a quantum recrystallization of all matter. Our bodies are going to change. We're going to get rid of the carbon-based flesh and blood and take on a silicon-based, faster-moving body, but it'll still be the same form. And
we're going to like
the new form, the bodies can stay whatever age we want. We'll have mind control over it, and... We don't have to, look forward to dying, you know. And those of us that are still alive in a couple of years, we're all going to cheat death, as the saying goes. And you should be interested in finding out about that and finding out about what's planned shortly after that and about the release the medical beds and replicators and all kinds of good things. Wow. And of course, once the right after the event, the all the, well, not all of them, but the ones that look most human, extraterrestrials are going to land their big spacecraft on Earth, and they're going to meet us face to face, and they're going to immediately, from the first day, they're going to round up all the bad guys that we hate, like Soros, Biden and his family, and all the other creeps like Gates. They're going to just round them up and take them away and have them annihilated. They toss them into the central sun, and they're gone forever, and so is the memory of them. And that's going to happen. We should look forward to that, because those no-good so-and-sos will probably be hanging out until the last minute, you know. You know, and they're still looking to kill us, even though they know they're on their way out. I guess if you're what they got to lose, let's just pull out all the stops and kill as many humans as possible. And that's if you just look at the news and see what's going on. They're still on the bandwagon with more vaccines, more of that crazy President Biden, clone Biden, they call him. And, you know, we want every person on Earth to be vaccinated.
Wow.
Yeah, you and the New World Order creeps want that. And that other guy, Klaus, you know, the guy wants to be Hitler, you know, junior Hitler guy. Another one, it will take away all your possessions and you'll be happy. Yeah, okay.
You're gonna eat bugs, too. Right. And who are they to get
together? But this has still got to play out. So, you know, we got to be on
it's
our toes.
It's true that it does.
They're still going to try to kill us up until that point.
Wow. So it's really, it's got to play out. You're right. It's got to happen. You're right. Oh, my God, that's terrible. We'll be there. We'll be talking about it as it's happening. Wait, we are.
Yeah, but
I'm going
to
let you go.
Alisa White, hopefully what I've said tonight, a few people have got the idea, well, maybe I will look into this. Certainly look into what's happening Wednesday if you stupidly took the vaccine. I don't mean to be rude, but if you took the vaccine, you were stupid. You got conned into doing something that's just utterly stupid.
To your body.
And, of course, people were intimidated. They were threatened with loss of job, and some people thought, I need my job, and so I'll go along.
But some people
it was all wrong, and people got duped, and some of them have already paid the price, and if you're not careful on Wednesday, you still might be paying the price for that bad decision.
Wednesday.
And
right.
That's where we're at now. Yeah, it's still going to play out. Still a lot of bad things are going to happen. And so we got to be on our toes and try to avoid it as much as possible. The good news is, well, the main computer that was keeping mind control on everybody, that the ETs, they destroyed that just within the last couple of weeks. So the only electronic weapons that, there was a big master computer underground somewhere, and they finally broke into the place and destroyed it that the negative ETs were using. But the negative ETs on the surface and their human counterparts and supporters and military supporters, parts of the military, they're under the influence of the negative ETs. So that small group, they still have the 4G and the 5G frequencies, and that's what they're going to use in their signal on Wednesday. And
I'm using a landline right now.
5G and avoid Wi-Fi, too. If you put an RF meter, electromagnetic frequency meter, up to a Wi-Fi set. In fact, the field extends about 5-6 feet away from it. It's really the needles going off the machine. You know,
it's going everywhere.
It's a dangerous zone, and people are being duped into everybody getting Wi-Fi. You know, and it's all coming out of your router. You know, and you're in close proximity to it. You know, and just as being close proximity to those giant antennas on the poles, that's unhealthy too. If you're too close to them, you're being radiated harmfully. Just like don't stick your cell phone up to your face and touch the skin. 10,000 times more harmful than if you have it, 3 inches away.
Yeah. You got to keep it on speaker.
Yeah, right. That's exactly. Put in the headphones,
Hey, it's time. I'm going to let you go. Love you. Bye. Bye, everybody.
Okay. Hey.
Have a good night.
Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Okay, people. Hey, you know what? This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This was a call-in radio show. You've seen somebody had called in. And just think, next week, it could be you, assuming you have a telephone. And who doesn't have a telephone nowadays? Well, that's it, you know? I didn't even give out the number today, but it was 888-627-6008. Of course, if you go to BBS Radio, this is BBS Radio. This is a show on BBS Radio. I call it Radio Free America because I can talk about whatever I want on this show. And nobody can stop me. That's what I try to do. I want to free people with knowledge that, you know, you all have been duped. Government, do not believe government. And now it's to the point, don't believe the hospitals, don't believe the doctors. Yeah, there's just a few good doctors out there that are trying to bring out the truth, but you can't make an assumption that all doctors are good, because most of them are bribe takers. And same with the hospitals, too. The hospitals get bribed big money to kill you in the hospital. Yeah, they'll do that, you know. They'll prescribe the wrong ingredients or switch the things, you know, just to make that extra $100,000 that the New World Order is willing to pay. You know, the bankers are in with the New World Order, so they can print up any amount of money. And, of course, electronically, they can just put it in your bank account. They don't even have to print it, which makes an unlimited amount of bribe money. And look at the habit and evil they've caused with that situation where there's an unlimited amount of bribe money. Sickening. Well, hey, we got a couple of years to go before the event happens and everything clears up, and then we'll all be good, happy, loving people. No more evil, hateful. And you better get rid, you know, you need to be working on yourself. Get rid of the hate and anger, because these vibrations prevent you from connecting with your higher self. You can't be jealous. You can't be hateful. You have to be forgiving. You have to be loving, because those are the higher vibrations. And you have to attempt to contact your higher self. You know, you got to make it possible for it to happen. Your higher self isn't going to want to talk to you if you're nothing but a nasty old Grinch, labeled, blaming, hateful, malicious, evil, non-caring piece of crap. You're not going to even get to contact your higher self, you know? So, but you ought to contact your higher self, because that's where your pure self is. It's in the higher realms. You know, you're just a portion of it here experiencing physical reality in the human flesh and blood body. That's it. We're all spirits, and all of us are spirits. We came from above, and we downstepped energy-wise to have this experience in the physical form on planet Earth. And people are doing it on other planets too. But we need to be concerned about this one, because this is where we're at. So work on yourself, people, and possibly consider calling in next week. All you have to do is dial the number, and hopefully you'll have something to share with the rest of us, because we need to come together, you know, like the Beatles said, come together. Okay, people, it's the end of the show. Get to hear my lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? Are you? I am. Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Hey, check out my music on at CD Baby. You know, I got 35 songs on 2 albums. One album is called Songs Better Than Dylan. And the first song on that is I Gotta Be Somebody. It could be your anthem, too. The other thing is American Party Songs, other album. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. Take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
just a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, I know I was here and took my stand without fear and made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh no, I was here to my stand without fear, it ain't clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.